Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the News and Observer's restaurant reviews. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Before we get started, just a quick reminder of what the ratings mean. 5 stars extraordinary, 4 stars excellent, 3 stars above average, 2 stars average, and 1 star fair. The first restaurant review I'm going to read is for a place that's called Enrico, and that's located at New Waverly Place in Cary, 575-106 New Waverly Place in Cary. Their phone number is 919-854-7731, and they received 3.5 stars. It's a balmy night, and the newly renovated plaza at Waverly Place is alive with people drawn by the landscape park-like setting with fountains and a play area for children. It doesn't hurt that a frozen yogurt shop and a cafe gelateria are among the new tenants bordering the plaza. Without doubt, the most popular of those new tenants is Enrico, which opened in February and features authentic fare from Chef Mary Serpillo's native Tuscany. Tonight, the fair weather has allowed owner Gabriel Danzanti to open the restaurant's floor-to-ceiling windows, transforming the dining room into a quasi-extension of the patio. We've managed to score a prime table outdoors and are fueling our people-watching with glasses of Pinot Grigio from a thoughtfully chosen, strongly Italian-leaning wine list. We've ordered cocoli, a dish I confess I've never heard of, and naturally as a foodie, just had a try, as a shared starter. In a few minutes, the eye-catching appetizer arrives, a large plate laden with petals of prosciutto, airy pillows of fried dough, and a small dish of stracchino, a cow's milk cheese with a texture somewhere between mascarpone and cream cheese, but an infinitely more complex flavor. Our server delivers it with directions. Smear a little of the cheese on one of the dough puffs, tear off a piece of ham and place on top, pop it into your mouth, and repeat. We do just that. Maybe it's the striking presentation, or maybe it's the satisfied smiles on our faces, but a strolling couple stops by our table to ask, "What is that you're eating? It looks so good." It is indeed, and it's by no means the only reason to brave the crowds. Waits of 40 minutes or more for a table are common to dine at Enrico. If you can resist the allure of the starter, you'll find ample rewards in bruschetta topped with a vibrant tweed of chopped tomatoes and basil, or a fritto misto of calamari and shrimp, whose delicately battered delights are tempered only slightly by the paucity of shrimp. Just 3 of them when I ordered the dish, albeit large ones and properly cooked. The only outright disappointment I've encountered at Enrico's is the caprese salad, which teases you with a dramatic presentation, only to let you down with a cold, mealy tomato. As we're entering the peak of local tomato season, it's an especially big letdown at $9.99. If it's a salad you're craving, you'll be much better served by the Mediterranean, olives, capers, tomatoes, red onions, hearts of palm and feta, or chef's distinctive take on Caesar, garnished with homemade croutons, diced tomatoes, chopped parsley, and a single anchovy. Pizzas are authentically thin-crusted in the Italian tradition, though the crust sometimes falls short of the blistery, lightly charred ideal. Be advised that the margarita isn't what you're likely expecting. The chef's Tucson take on the classic pie is, as our server aptly described it, basically a cheese pizza with basil. But the Enrico, prosciutto, arugula, and diced tomatoes applied post-baking to a base of mozzarella and mascarpone is an unqualified hit. The menu lists just 5 options under the secondi piatti heading, 3 of them variations on the alla parmigiana theme. Enrico's main entree attraction is a list of pastas, most of them homemade, which are offered with a mix-and-match selection of sauces. Among the many winning possibilities are spinach and ricotta stuffed ravioli in a classic marinara, potato gnocchi in a mushroom cream sauce, and a rustic tagliolini in a hearty bolognese. There's also a handful of baked pasta dishes to choose from. Even if you find lasagna and stuffed cannoli a bit heavy for eating, you won't want to miss the Miss Crespelli alla Fiorentina, Florentine-style crepe stuffed with spinach, bechamel, and parmesan in a light tomato sauce. This is one baked pasta dish that will hit the spot any time of year. At lunchtime, panini takes center stage. Though those are not the grill-pressed panini you're likely familiar with, these sandwiches are served on crusty European-style buns. You won't be disappointed. Options range from chicken breast with pesto and sun-dried tomatoes to a fine-textured homemade meatballs in a garlicky tomato sauce. A native of southern Italy, Gabrielle Denzanti's resume is the classic dishwasher-to-restaurant owner success story with a global twist. He's a current partner in restaurants in Puerto Vallarta and the San Francisco area. The affable Denzanti, who sets the tone for a friendly and knowledgeable waitstaff, will likely stop by your table at some point. Ask him about the coccoli, and he'll tell you that the dish originated in post-World War II Italy, when food was scarce. Ham and cheese was relatively plentiful, though, and pizza dough trimmings rounded out the inspired combination. In short, it's a culinary rags-to-riches story, a gratifying echo, you might say, of Enrico's owner. Again, Enrico received 3.5 stars, located at 575-106 New Waverly Place in Cary, and their phone number is 919-854-7731. The next restaurant review I'm going to read is for Sushi Iwa, and they're located at 2026 Creekside Landing Drive, and that's in Apex. Their phone number is 919-387-7022. Crowdsourced sushi rolls. I suppose we should have seen it coming. After all, sushi bars owe much of their popularity in America to their willingness to adapt to Western palates and cater to our insatiable craving for novelty. And the sushi roll has proven to be the most effective delivery service. They got us hooked on the California roll, gateway drug for the squeamish, and it wasn't long before we were jonesing for a spicy tuna roll. Then it was on to the hard stuff, house specialty rolls. In their ongoing quest to one-up the competition, sushi chefs tantalized us with ever more outlandish ingredient combinations and a growing lexicon of fanciful names to match. It was only a matter of time, though, before they would discover that, along with the sea monster, red dragon, and Godzilla roll, they had created a monster of a different sort, a customer who was always looking for the next new thrill, devours chef's creations faster than he can come up with them, then deserts the place for the new sushi bar down the street. Andy Wayne and Alex No have a solution. Let the customers create their own rolls. The sushi chef duo, who owns Sushi Iwa with partner Clara Chin, she runs the front of the house, aren't the first to come up with the idea. But they've taken it to a new level. They'll not only make a roll to your specifications, but if they like it, they'll add it to the menu and let you name it. So far, they've liked a lot of them. Sushi Iwa's menu of specialty rolls has swollen to nearly 80 listings, a sizable and rapidly growing minority of them customer creations since the restaurant opened a little over a year ago. The selection is wildly eclectic, as you might imagine, with most rolls containing at least half a dozen ingredients. The tarantula wasp, a crispy soft-shelled crab, avocado, and scallions, topped with seared tuna, jalapeno, spicy mayo, and wasabi sauce, was a hit at our table recently. So was the whole mackerel, smoked salmon skin and tempura flakes, topped with seared mackerel, green onion, and sweet soy citrus, which I was told is another customer creation, though the menu doesn't say so. Traditional tastes are reasonably well served by an offering of nigiri sushi and sashimi that's fairly standard for the most part. Fish and shellfish are consistently fresh-tasting, though a too liberal hand with the rice vinegar marred the warm sushi rice that accompanied a chef's sashimi selection recently. The list does contain a few pleasant surprises, notably a skillfully executed fried head, raw tail presentation of sweet shrimp. You'd never guess it was from the restaurant's name, though the bistro on the website URL is a clue, but Sushi Iwa's kitchen ventures freely outside Japanese territory. Crab rangoon and Vietnamese shrimp summer rolls mingle alongside edamame and aged tofu on the appetizer list, where you'll also find the contemporary Pan-Asian delight bag of gold, crispy spring roll purses filled with minced chicken, crab meat, and scallion, served with a sweet spicy dipping sauce, the spicy tuna sandwich, a towering stack of barely seared minced tuna cake atop sliced avocado and a crisp rice cake is another keeper. The entree selection ventures even further afield, from Vietnamese pho to Hawaiian fried rice. Among the mere handful of Japanese dishes, stir-fried udon noodles are a better bet than tempura, whose dense batter is even more evocative of fish and chips than it ought to be. The bulk of the entree offering consists of dishes from China and Thailand. Based on the General Chow's chicken, I'd say it's a good bet most of the Chinese fare is on par with what you get at a decent takeout shop. Thai curries, on the other hand, are better than you'd find in some dedicated Thai restaurants. The curry itself isn't quite as exotically fragrant, perhaps, but it comes close enough to satisfy. Vegetables are bright and crisp, too, and the beef in the red curry I sampled was exceptionally tender. Still, it's the sushi, especially that diverse and ever-expanding list of crowd-sourced rolls, that is clearly the restaurant's main draw. It doesn't hurt that Sushi Iwa, like many Japanese restaurants nowadays, offers BOGO, which means buy one, get one sushi, all the time. But I bet I know what you're thinking. You're already concocting your own roll and thinking up a name for it, aren't you? Sushi Iwa again received 2.5 stars, located at 2026 Creekside Landing Drive in Apex, phone number 919-387-7022. The next restaurant brings us to Chapel Hill. Cholanad is located at 308 West Franklin Street. Their phone number is 919-537-8258, and they received 3.5 stars. The moment you walk in, your eye is drawn upward by potted ficus trees and clusters of bamboo stalks as thick as your arm, soaring to a high gabled ceiling. Fading sunset light filters the wall-spanning windows, washing over exotic silver necklaces in black frames and a display worthy of a jeweler's showcase. Servers armed with iPods and iPads for taking orders shuttle them on the white linen draped tables and a chocolate-brown banquets that soften the room's severe angular lines. At one table, a waiter delivers a dosa of proportions to a party of four. The menu informs you that it's the Big Bad Tiger dosa, filled with curry lamb and chicken, and it intended to serve a party of three or four. You have no doubt that it will. You haven't even ordered yet, and it's already clear that Cholanad will spare no gesture in serving notice that is not your run-of-the-mill Indian restaurant. It won't take long to discover that there's plenty of substance to back up all that show. A starter labeled as a tropical beachside lentils turns out to be delicately crisp chickpeas tossed in grated coconut, topped with fine julienne threads of mango, and served in a paper cone nestled in a wire stand. When executive chef Subhash Panarswam stops by your table, as he inevitably will, he'll explain that chickpeas are considered a type of lentil in India. He'll add that the dish is indeed a popular beachside snack where he comes from, served in paper cones by street vendors. The wire frame is just another Cholanad flourish. While the names and descriptions of the dishes, not to mention the artfully elegant presentations, clearly cater to Westerners, he is quick to point out that his offerings are for the most authentic renditions of Southern Indian fare, or more precisely, the cuisine of the chef's native Tamil culture, which has had for centuries held sway from the southern shores of India across the Bay of Bengal to Southeast Asia. Evidence of the Tamil influence is woven throughout the menu, from the coconut in a pale jade green chicken curry redolent of carmadum to the sweet savory delicacy of steamed rice buns. The appetizer sampler serves up a varied introduction to Cholanad's offering in the form of assorted vegetable bhaji, the Southern Indian name for pakoras, chili reddened chicken 65, and eggs and greens roll-up, an exotic vegetarian cross between a crepe and an omelet. For a much more extensive sampling, schedule your visit for a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday when the chef offers vegetarian and non-vegetarian versions of thali. Either will cover your table with a rainbow assortment of little dishes too numerous to name here. Highlights of a recent meat eater's thali included chicken curry, fish masala, yellow lentil dal spangled with curry leaves and black mustard seeds, and seasonal vegetable dishes featuring beets and cabbage. Served with rice, riadit, two kinds of bread and dessert, rice pudding or halwa of the day, Cholanad's thalas truly live up to their billing as a reenactment of a Tamil feast. Seafood, as you might expect, is well represented. Whole fish, pomfret or red snapper, depending on the catch, marinated in tamarind and spices and steamed in a banana leaf, is well worth the required 20-minute wait. Other temptations include tandoor roasted masala crab, spice-crusted scallops on sugar candy sweetened rice, Thai-infused roasted fish, and a pan-seared soft-shell crab in gone coconut sauce, served with a dosa roll-up. The only downside to ordering seafood for your entree is the fact you'll miss out on some of the best lamb chops around. Don't let the tandoor charred bones fool you. The meat on those double bones is a succulent medium rare. And the accompaniment, a savory bread pudding enriched with curry and egg called Kota Parota, is an exotic, though thoroughly delightful bonus. Disappointments are infrequent and for the most part minor. Western palates are likely to find that the crab meat in an appetizer called Crazy Cab Paphead is overwhelmed by spices. Chili chocolate ice cream isn't nearly as exciting as it sounds. The servers are unfailingly friendly and eager to please, but don't expect to be in and out in a hurry. Pacing and the level of attentiveness tends to drop off noticeably when the dining room is full, which it frequently is. Less than a year after opening in an area where Indian restaurants abound, Cholanad has clearly succeeded in setting itself apart from the crowd. And again, they received 3.5 stars, located at 308 West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill, phone number 919-537-8258. And we have time to read one more restaurant review, and this is for the Venable Rotisserie Bistro. They're located at 200 North Greensboro Street in the Carmel Mall in Carrboro. Their phone number is 919-904-7160, and they received 4 stars. It's a Saturday night, and Venable is packed. The hostess greets you with a friendly smile, tells you there's a 20-minute wait for a table, and invites you to have a seat at the bar. In no time, you're sipping an old-fashioned made with rye whiskey and house brandy cherries and taking in your surroundings. A coat of parchment paint softens the look of the dining room's exposed brick walls, but there's no mistaking the industrial heritage of the carnivorous space. From exposed steel beams and ductwork to wood floors burnished and pocked with a century of wear, it's clear that owner chef Drew Moore aims to pay homage to the history of Carmel Mall, where he opened his first restaurant in May. Hanging on the walls are mounted enlargements of vintage photographs, all taken nearby, and some dating back to the early days of the last century, during the building's original incarnation as a cotton mill. The blacksmith just across the railroad tracks, around the time when Carrboro's name was Venable. The weaving looms, a grammar school class portrait from the Depression era. The menu is firmly rooted in history, too, but it is by no means a culinary museum. Moore, a CIA graduate who has worked in kitchens from New York to Italy, and most recently at local restaurants Federal in Il Palio, calls his offering elevated comfort food. Elevate translates to a focus on local sustainable produce on a menu that changes with the seasons. Thankfully, it doesn't refer to the prices, which hover in a comfortable $6 to $8 range for starters and an average of $15 for entrees. A few weeks ago, Venable's signature rotisserie roasted free-range chicken came with a grilled local corn on the cob and excellent herb-salted shoestring fries. Roasted butternut squash has replaced the corn, but the chicken, half a free-range bird, its flesh moist under a skin with savory herb and rub spice rub, is still the star. But it's hardly the only evidence of Drew Moore's talent. He elevates the classic bistro salad frisée au lardons with a local duck egg, whose soft-cooked yolk and ethereally light panko crust are a miracle of precise timing and a delicate hand. And if you first wonder why he garnishes his French onion soup with thin crostini and a mere whisper of cheese rather than the usual half-inch glob of molten cheese, you'll understand that once you've dipped your spoon into the soul-satisfying caramelized onion goodness of the soup itself. Arancini, a crunchy risotto fritter with a creamy filling redolion of wild mushrooms, are another worthy starter. So are the sourdough bruschetta topped with a caponata of fried eggplant, peppers, raisins, pine nuts, and basil. More than half the starters are vegetarian, come to think of it, though the dishes are so tempting that you may not notice it at first. The chef walks the locavore walk in his entree offering, too, where typically 2 of the 7 listings are vegetarian. Currently, he's showcasing the fall harvest with homemade sweet potato gnocchi and Brussels sprouts and brown butter and fried sage and acorn squash stuffed with Israeli couscous, apples, and broccoli rabe. At the opposite end of the spectrum is an expertly grilled and properly rested New York strip steak sliced and served with seasonal vegetables, recently baby carrots and green beans, and buttery whipped Yukon Gold potatoes. Or you could get your beef eater fix with Venable's first-rate burger, which is made with ground chuck and short rib and grilled precisely to order. You'll find it under the sandwiches heading. I'm on a half a dozen options ranging from Bani Ma Mi to Knife and Fork BLT. I haven't had a chance yet to get my hook into the cast iron roasted whole North Carolina trout that recently turned up on an entree list, but I can vouch for Chef Moore's distinctive taste on fried chicken, a skinless airline breast and a golden panko crust in a presentation strongly reminiscent of Wiener Schnitzel. It pays to listen when your server recites the nightly specials. You can always order the rotisserie chicken, after all. But until the chef decides to add rotisserie roasted duck or ribs or sausage-stuffed Cornish game hen to the menu, they're only available as specials. You've only been sitting at the bar 15 minutes when the hostess comes to tell you that your table is ready. But you've decided you'll eat at the bar, after all, where at least you're somewhat isolated from the din of the bustling dining room. You're just able to make out La Vie en Rose on the sound system. Not the Edith Piaf original, but a respectful rendition of the classic. Just the right background music, you decide, for enjoying an elevated comfort food. Again, Venable Rotisserie Bistro got 4 stars, located at 200 North Greensboro Street in the Carmel Mall in Carrboro, and their phone number is 919-904-7160. And we have time to read you some things from restaurant news. A vegetarian restaurant is to open in downtown Raleigh. The ladies behind the popular Fiction Kitchen vegetarian and vegan brunches are hoping to open a restaurant in downtown Raleigh by the end of the year. Chefs Carolyn Morrison and Siobhan Southern are planning to open a restaurant at the same name at 428 South Dawson Street next to the Deep South the Bar. The restaurant will serve locally sourced comfort foods with a twist, such as their popular vegan barbecue and biscuits and gravy. They will also offer vegan cheese made in-house out of cashews and 100% local salad throughout the year. Morrison and Southern, who both book at the cafeterias at SAS, have launched a Kickstarter campaign to pay for the new kitchen equipment at the 49-seat restaurant. Plus, Morrison says it will help them gauge community interest for their 100% vegetarian restaurant. They're hoping to raise $36,000 and so far have raised $15,000. Morrison says they hope to open by late fall, noting that the last day of fall is December 21st. There is a wine store opening in Durham. Cave Tarot, a new wine store in downtown Durban, is set to open. Owner Noel Scher managed several notable wine shops in New York City, including Heights Chateau in Brooklyn Heights and Chambers Street Wines in Lower Manhattan, before moving to Durham 2 years ago. Scher and his wife, Marie, visited Durham in March 2010 and so enjoyed the city they decided to relocate to open their own wine shop. The store's name means the bull cellar in French. Scher is partnering with Wes Roundtree and Nathan Vandergrift, wine lovers who work at Duke University's Medical School's Biostatistics and Bioinformatics Informatics Center. Vandergrift's brother John owns Rouclair and Pops. The shop will be at 339 West Main Street near Bayou Cafe, Toast, and Whiskey. The 1,100-square-foot space will have a selection of about 250 wines made by winemakers or imported by importers with whom Scher and his partners have long-standing relationships. The store will be open 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, and noon to 5 p.m. on Sundays. And this is brought to us by Cheap Eats, the old-school burger joints. Don't get me wrong, I love those fat, juicy, gourmet burgers that are all the rage as much as the next person. But there are times when only an old-school burger will do. And any of these joints can scratch that itch. Barry's Cafe, located at 2851 and Jones Franklin Road in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-859-3555. In a nutshell, friendly waitstaff and walls covered with firefighter memorabilia set the mood for the classic diner-style burgers, available in 3 sizes, Papa, Mama, and Baby. The 5-ounce Mama burger is just right, with a side of onion rings and an old-fashioned milkshake. Buns, located at 107 North Columbia Street in Chapel Hill. Their phone number is 919-240-4746. In a nutshell, okay, the list of topping options, everything from avocado to wasabi mayo, flirts with gourmet. You can even get a turkey burger or veggie burger. Stick with the hand-patted Angus chuck, though, and keep the toppings classic, and you've got a burger that can hold its own with the best of the old-timers. Char Grill, multiple triangle locations. In a nutshell, the original Char Grill opened in 1959 on Hillsborough Street, and a visit to any of the location is still a trip down memory lane, from the order form that you fill out with a pencil and slip through the slot to the guy with the retro paper cook's hat who flame grills your burgers to the crinkle-cut fries served on a sheet of foil. Not all Char Grills offer indoor seating, so you may find yourself traveling all the way back to the restaurant's early days and eating in your car. Johnson's, which is located at 1520 East 11th Street, and that's in Siler City. In a nutshell, Johnson's is at least a half-hour drive from the Triangle, and it's only open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays, and it closes earlier if they run out of burgers. You'll search in vain for a website or a phone number, so your best bet is to get there early. Even so, chances are you'll stand in line to place an order. One bite of beefy goodness dripping with molten Velveeta, though, and you'll know why people have found it worth all that trouble since 1948. Mojo's Burger Joint, located at 620 Glenwood Avenue, and that's in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-832-6799. In a nutshell, burned out and bleary-eyed from trendy noshing and bar hopping along Glenwood South, Relief is just up the street in the modest building with an awning-covered patio at number 620. Get the classic Big Mo and call it a night. And finally, Wimpy's Grill, located at 617 Hicks Street in Durham, phone number 919-286-4380. In a nutshell, just think of the grease stains on the paper bag your burger and fries come in at this hole-in-the-wall takeout joint as a seal of old-school burger authenticity. Schedule your visit for a weekday. They're only open from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. And bring cash. That's all they take. Oh, and grab plenty of napkins. You'll need them. And finally, just real quick, we've got something about some drinks at Raleigh restaurants, and we're going to read the one from Calavera. Day of the Dead skeletons, Virgin Mary prayer candles, and strings of colorful twinkle lights set an emphatically offbeat mood in the compact downstairs bar and upstairs dining room at the downtown Raleigh newcomer. You score a window seat, and you'll get a prime view of the late-night bar hoppers in the bargain. Calvara's bar offers a modest Spanish-leaning wine list, a handful of bottled beers and cocktails ranging from the classic Caipirinha to a fanciful creation such as the Manzanita, Maker's Mark, Absolute Orient Apple, Fresh Ginger, and Orange. But Calvara's most valuable liquid assets takes the form of one of the area's best tequila selections. The list of 34 tequilas is helpfully divided into categories for Blanco, Reposado, and Añejo, and includes such rarities as Patron Platinum and Don Julio 1942. And we have run out of time for today's episode of the Restaurant Reviews, and I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.